Dying Blood Bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I've been set free. Oh, I'm Blood Bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I'm free indeed.
Welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you're about to hear is from our 2016 Authority Conference hosted by Dr. Billy Brim and Pastor Chip Brim. Stay tuned to the end of our broadcast to find out how to get your copy of this powerful conference today.
Now we'll just review a little bit of why we are having this meeting in the Oklahoma City area, greater Oklahoma City area. It's probably Oklahoma City people who have come and area people. And when I say that, you know I mean all the greater Oklahoma City area. And I just am an Oklahoman myself. And very tied to Oklahoma naturally, but also supernaturally. And it began with an event, April 18th, 1995. Shelley and I were doing a meeting for Norval Hayes, and we were staying at his hotel up on the highway in Florida. And then we would walk each evening back to his church, a good-sized church. And April 18th, 1995, as we walked back there, I heard this huge explosion. And I said to Shelley, "Did you hear that?" And she said, "No, I didn't." Then something came on us, and we walked back to that church, and when we got there, we were weeping, we were crying. Norval walked in the door, and he was crying, and we hadn't talked to him, and he was just bent over double. Do you know what a burden is when God gives you a burden? We had a burden. The whole church had a burden, and we bent over in prayer, and we cried for the whole time. And at the end, we began to pray for the sick. I told Norval later, I think we missed it. And he said, "Well, why didn't you tell me you thought we missed it?" But, you know, you just get used to doing things. I pray for the sick. Okay, well, where do we go with this? We were crying. We were interceding. We were travailing. And that was about 7 o'clock in Eastern Daylight Time. And 9:02 the next morning, 8 Central Time, the Murrah building was blown up. And 168 people lost their lives, and many, many more wounded. And it was really our first hit in this country, big hit, that really later led to 9/11, terrorist. And that stayed with me through the years. And then through the years, the Edmond shooting and the post office and different things would happen, more tornadoes, the tornadoes and more things that would happen, and then something would go on inside me. It was like God put a, like you mark a file, he would like mark it, mark it, mark it. And then I was somewhere in September 2014 preaching when Vaughn Foods here in town, a grocery distribution company, an employee, I think left a meeting of employees. I'm not sure about that part. But anyway, he came back in and he beheaded a woman and knifed another. And he was a Muslim. And, you know, I mean, beheadings in Syria and Iran, Iraq are one thing, but Oklahoma City? And then since that, just lately, there was a young man went berserk and shot his grandmother and her husband and a very fine people who had a daycare center. Right at the daycare center, he shot them dead and cut their heads off. Now, it's not normal to cut off a head, even if you shoot somebody dead. It has to be something satanic in that. Satanic, Satan moving in there. And we had a pastor's meeting, and they told us about a spate of suicides in the Anadarko area among young people, I think an 11-year-old. And a 6-year-old had attempted suicide. There's never, ever, ever a suicide. In this room, I'm going to ask you a question, which I ask a lot of places I go. The enemy puts thoughts in people's heads. And then he sits here on the shoulder and he talks to them. Well, you don't have to obey those thoughts. Brother Hagin said, you let them die unborn. You know, you don't let them make a nest in your hair. But if they come in to make a nest in your hair and they're sitting there on your shoulder and they're speaking to you, they'll do funny things, crazy things. They're little low-level devils. But their aim is to kill you. Kill, steal, and destroy. So, how many of you in this room have ever had the enemy say to you to commit suicide? Now let's look at those hands. That didn't mean you were going to do it.
Oh, dear God.
So, we have authority over those devils. And the Lord said to me, I want you to go to Oklahoma City. No, he didn't say I want you to go. I got that wrong. He said, go to the Oklahoma City area and teach on the authority of the believer. Amen. Bless the Lord. Amen. So, before the 1987 camp meeting, Brother Hagin had a... I brought the book. Brother Hagin had a vision. And the point of the vision was, I remember when I got back home, it's the only camp meeting I ever missed. I was in Israel studying Hebrew. And I helped him do the first draft of this book. He called me and asked me if I would. And I said, I don't know, Brother Hagin. It stirred up a lot of things, you know. If you want to put it in a book, I have to put it in a book. And what it was why we haven't come into that end time move that we need to come into. And one of the things that got the people so upset was Jesus told them that clapping was neither worship nor praise. And that the people weren't giving the awe that they should, like when a word from the Lord came. I remember how they would do this. Right in the middle, they got to some part they liked, they'd all go. And then you didn't hear what was the rest of it. And so the Lord said, it's all right to clap for somebody that comes up and sings, but if they're singing and an anointing comes, what I told you to do with your hands is lift holy hands. Bless the Lord. And if you lift them, you'll go to a higher dimension. You need to go on a higher scale. Why am I talking about this? I don't know, but bless the Lord. Turn with me to a psalm that is mistranslated. I think it's Psalm 47. Yes, it is. People think this says, clap your hands, all you people. That's how it's mistranslated. This is a prophetic psalm. And it is, I'm going to teach on Believer's Voice of Victory the next time I teach with Gloria on the prophetic prophecies in the psalms. Many of them are prophetic. And this is one. And it is a prophecy of when the Lord has defeated the Antichrist. And he's come and he's king over all the earth and all the nations are before him. There are three groups of peoples, the Jews, the nations, and the church. And there are nations, sheep nations, that are going to go into the millennium. And so here is the Lord and there are those nations. And this is what it says to those nations. And this is how it's translated if you find a Hebrew translation into English, like the Tehillim, Psalms, or any Hebrew translation. It literally says, join your hands, all you people. All you nations, it literally says, join your hands, all you nations. Shout to God with the voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is terrible, a great king over all the earth. He shall subdue the people under us and nations under our feet. This is when Israel comes to rule. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob. God is gone up with a shout. Sing praises, the next verse, to the king. And if you read down, it is when his kingdom has been established on the earth, verse 7, for God is the king of all the earth. And so he's urging the nations to join in unity. And it says literally, calf to calf, join hands, all you nations. So praise the Lord. If you really want to give, what the Lord Jesus told Brother Hagin was, what I told you to do with your hands in Timothy is, lift holy hands without wrath and doubting. So praise the Lord. It's not wrong to clap to the music and get happy. No, no. But if you want to praise the Lord, better to lift them. Now, how did I get off on that? Dear God, forgive me. Praise the Lord. I just heard too many Hagin teachings, and he always went on. Then you'd have to remember and help him get back on the path. Bless the Lord. So anyway, after he had that vision, and now I hope you'll still listen to it since I went into the part about the clapping. And it's like this. Nothing, you're not, it's like this. Patsy Bierman said it. We've gone up so high in an elevator, but there's other stories. And if we want to go to the other stories, then we have to enter in past where we've been. And that was in the word that came while ago. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. So Brother Hagin said in here, the Lord was telling him, Plans, Purpose, Pursuit is the name of the book. Plans, Purpose, Pursuit. And its epitome is God has plans. God has purpose. Notice how many times it says in the book of Ephesians, which is our covenant with God, because I purpose this. It's my purpose. It's my purpose. He's a God of purpose. He has plans, and we are to pursue them. We are to pursue God's plan. He has a plan for your church. Jesus spoke to him about how pastors will go running around to see how this guy over here is doing it. He said, they need to seek me how I want them to do it. Because every church has a call. Every church has a purpose. Bless the Lord. Now, this is about our meetings. This is what Jesus said to him. Even in our individual church services and meetings, we can miss God's purpose and fall far short of his best. As I was caught up in the Spirit with Jesus, he told me that he has a plan and a purpose for every meeting. When it comes to having church, when it comes to services, when it comes to meetings, Jesus said, men make their own plans and then ask me to bless their plans. I bless them as far as I can, but I cannot put my full approval and blessing upon them because men are pursuing their own plans. Then he spoke to me about the different kinds of meetings: believers' meetings, evangelistic meetings, healing meetings, teaching meetings, prayer meetings, worship services, and so forth. He said, where you are missing it today in your culture in the United States is you try to put all those kinds of meetings into one service, and so you never fully reach the potential of any meeting. So in this meeting, my instruction from God, and I know it, I know it, I know it, I know it! We have to come here, and we have to teach the authority of the believer in such a way that you get it and do it and change and rule and reign over those demons that have been operating around here, and that you change it to the land of Goshen. Goshen was the place in Egypt where God's children were, the children of Israel. And when the plagues came, they didn't hit Goshen because God had separated it. And so I told you how we were praying at Prayer Mountain for this meeting, and one of our ladies stood up and she said, you will establish Goshen. And then I got it. In the old covenant, God had to draw the boundaries of Goshen. But in the new covenant, you have to draw the boundaries of Goshen because he has given you the authority on the earth. The authority is over demons, yes. Devils, yes. Fallen angels, Satan. It's not over people. That would be witchcraft. But it is over these things, and we are to do this. Bless the Lord. And we're to leave this meeting. That's God's purpose, and I believe he's getting it.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you just heard was from our 2016 Authority Conference in Oklahoma City. To grab your own copy, call us at 1-800-972-3447. 1-800-972-3447. And visit our website for archives of this weekly's broadcast at billybrim.org. BilleyBrim.org.